The Boylston Street Memorial was the scene of an interfaith prayer service yesterday. It was just one of many services around Greater Boston dedicated to the victims of the bombings. WBUR's Amanda Art reports.
Flowers and balloons, posters and pictures lie against a barricade blocking off Boylston Street. The makeshift memorial has been growing ever since the marathon bombings, making it a natural spot for leaders of churches and synagogues in the Back Bay to gather. Rabbi Howard Berman of Central Reformed Temple on Newbury Street led the prayers and songs.
In whatever way we sing, in whatever way we pray, may we go forth in the spirit of shalom, of wholeness, of healing, and of peace.
Close to 100 people were there, including families with small children, runners and marathon volunteers, and first responders. They came to pay their respects to the victims and also to gain strength from each other. Sarah Murdoch and Ryan Skeen are from Tewksbury.
Just time, I think, is all we need now.
Time's a good one, but I mean, just love.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all here, just one big happy family. So.
And everyone's so nice here right now with the comfort dogs and everyone. You can just feel the love.
The gathering also drew someone that even Governor Patrick was trying to find last week. Tyler Dodd was near the finish line on Monday and ran to help after hearing the explosions. Governor Patrick singled him out for the help he provided a woman hospitalized at Tufts Medical Center. Dodd says the bombers failed because the city of Boston has only pulled together.
You can look around and see multiple cultures, ethnicities, and religious backgrounds come together in a message of hope and peace. I'm grateful to be a resident of the city of Boston.
When Boylston Street reopens, the city plans to move the memorial to Copley Square Park until a permanent memorial can be built. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amanda Art.